word explosion with Reverend Serban Ampofo, head pastor of Gracefields Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
Operate on the mountain-moving grace. How we can operate with the mountain-moving anointing. Very, very important. Once you right. Now, Isaiah 54, verse 10. All right. Now, let's read this very beautiful scripture. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Hallelujah. Let's all read it very boldly once more time. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy. May the Lord have mercy on somebody. I said tonight, may the Lord have mercy on somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this verse is talking about two categories of things, or two different types of scenarios, situations. He's talking about, number one, things that can be removed in this life. In this life, there are things that are movable, and there are things that are what? Unmovable. For instance, when you build a house, you can change the chairs all the time, you can change the tables, you can change the decor, but you can't change the foundation. It's unmovable. Is that fair? Is that right? So the foundation is permanent, it's not movable, it's unshakable, it will always be there. But the things in the house are always movable. And I think that these are the two categories of things in life. They are movable things and they are unmovable things. And the Bible here is showing us movable things, things we can move, or things that can be moved in your life, and things that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. And I want to start from the unmovable. The Bible says that, number one, God's kindness towards you can never or will never depart. Do you believe that? Oh, am I talking to believers here? Saith the Lord, my kindness towards you shall never be removed. Then number two, my covenant of peace is unshakable and unmovable. It is constant. Listen to me. Whatever God has determined to do in your life, his kindness, nothing can change it. Nothing can move it. It doesn't matter what happens. It's unmovable. Now, this one should give us confidence always to come to God. God's covenant is constant. God's kindness cannot be moved. Nothing will change it, not even what you do. I want to rejoice in that. Lift your hand and say, God's kindness towards me is unshakable, is unmovable. Say, not even what I do can change God's kindness and covenant with me. This is very reassuring. You can walk in this perpetually the rest of your life. That look, sometimes things happen in our life and you wonder, does God love me? Does God care? Does he think about me? Hear God's word. He says, his kindness and his covenant is like a foundation. It cannot be moved. It cannot change. It is a constant. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Even when you sin, God's love, kindness, and mercy is constant for your life. Receive the constant love of God.
I say receive the constant love of God. Receive the constant mercy of God. Bible says they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Every morning, new mercies are coming to you. Every morning, new grace is coming to you. Now, that is the sight that is constant. It's not movable. But he said there are things that can also depart and be removed. And that is the mountains and the hills in our lives. For that one, Bible says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. I declare any mountain in your life removed. I declare every hill in your life removed. Those are the shakable things. Hebrews 10:27 says, when the unshakables remain, when the shakable is shaken, the unshakable will remain. We declare that the things that are shakable tonight will be shaken. Amen. I said will be shaken.
Amen.
And the Bible said the mountains and the hills there, it can be shaken. Yes. Tonight may every mountain be shaken.
Amen.
May every hill be removed.
Amen.
The mountains and the hills are always removable. Lift your hand and say the mountains are removable. Say the hills are removable. All the time, he says, they shall depart. That one will move all the time. The question is, how do we move the mountains in our lives? Now, maybe before I explain that, I'll also explain what is a mountain. Many things symbolize mountains in the Bible. But for the sake of what we are teaching tonight and for this verse, mountain simply means difficulties, challenges, problems, trials, sicknesses, all the negative things that's happening in your life represent mountains and hills. Mountains and hills because some of them are stronger, higher, longer. Some of them are smaller. But whether a hill or a mountain, they are movable. And tonight is God to move. I say, may it be made a plane. Hallelujah. The question I want to answer tonight, how do you move mountains? How can these mountains and hills, whether they are sicknesses, they are challenges, poverty, debt, whatever it is, how can I move it? Jesus provides us with the answer to move mountains. And I want Matthew 17:20. Now, this was a boy that was sick, that the demon was throwing the boy in fire, throwing it in water, all kinds of things. And Jesus, by the anointing, healed this boy. By the mountain-moving anointing, healed this boy with chicken ease. And the disciples were very surprised. And so they came to Jesus and said, how do you do it? Because apparently, I think the disciples had tried and they couldn't do it. And Jesus came and did it with chicken ease. And so they asked Jesus, how do you do such things? What's the secret? How do you move such heavy mountains? Because the father said, it has been with the boy for a very long time, since his childhood. Tonight, I don't know how long that mountain has been, but I see it being moved. I say, I see it being moved. I say, I see it being moved. Hallelujah. So Jesus gave them this answer. Let's read it quickly. Everybody, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing, listen, nothing will be what? Impossible for you. What a powerful scripture. Jesus is just saying that, look, you don't need big faith to move mountains. You don't need a big faith. No. You know, sometimes people think they have to master some kind of faith to see miracles in their life. You can't pray for the sick because you think you need big faith. Jesus said, it's a small faith. It's not a big faith that you need. Small faith, but that faith that will move the mountain is a speaking faith. Somebody say speaking faith. He said, if you have that small faith, like a seed, all you need is to put it into speech. You will say to this mountain, and that is specific situation. You will say, tonight somebody's going to say to poverty, you are ended. I see somebody looking at death in the face and say, death no more. I see somebody speaking to paralysis, speaking to dementia, speaking to panic attacks, and say, get out of my house. Get out of my life. You will say, hear me, the mountain moving anointing is a speaking anointing. It's a speaking faith. Too many people have faith in their hearts and in their mind. They never exercise it through the power of speech. They never declare it. What they believe in their heart. Listen, even our salvation, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. So with that confession, even if you believe in your heart, it will happen. Tonight, I see somebody confessing some things. I see somebody declaring some things. And he said, look at this. Oh, he said, small faith that knows how to speak will move mountains, and nothing will be impossible. I declare to you from tonight, may you be able to operate in the realms of limitless possibilities. That nothing will be impossible. Nothing. If you know how to apply the speaking faith, you move mountains. I say you do what? You move mountain from here to there. You command it. Don't come here again. Move there and don't return again. Hallelujah. Now, this is the first instance we see Jesus operating the mountain moving anointing and use it on a boy or a demonic situation, an evil demonic situation. We go to Mark 11 and Jesus uses this anointing again, and this time on a tree. Wow. The first time on a what? A human being, a situation. But another time, he used it on a tree. So this anointing can operate with living things, and it can operate with non-living things. Am I speaking to somebody here? It can apply to your business. Tonight, some people are going to speak to the mountain over your business. Move, and that mountain will move. Hallelujah. So it operates both ways, to living things and non-living things. It operates. And again, he used the same principle, Mark 11, 23, quickly. You get this understanding, your life will change for good. Again, now Jesus had just spoken to a tree and cursed the tree. Cursed it. No one will eat fruit of you again. And the following day, 24 hours, tonight may somebody speak and there will be a 24-hour miracle. I said, may somebody speak and there will be a 24-hour miracle. Tomorrow by this time, may some circumstance change in your life. I see it changing already. If only you can apply the mountain moving unction. Watch this again. Everybody read. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he says, it will be done. He will have whatever he what says. Now watch, how many times does he talk about says here? Count. How many times? Four. Four is the sign, is the number of the supernatural. I speak unto you, may you have the supernatural power to speak things into being for it to happen. I say, may you have the supernatural grace to speak things for them to happen. From today, your words are becoming very powerful and dangerous. When you say it, it will happen. I said, when you say it, it will happen. Hallelujah. Whoever says to this mountain, again, he's talking about an anointing that moves man. When it comes to mountains, you've got to speak. Lift your hand and say, I will speak. Say, I will speak. Listen, he said, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, please go back to 22, let me see something, I'll come back. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. Now the original verse says, have the God kind of faith. All right, have the God kind of what? Faith. So he's saying that this is how God operates. And in fact, it is this anointing God used to create this whole universe. This is the anointing. The anointing of speaking things into reality and commanding things to live. Have the God kind of faith. And four times in verse 23, says, whoever says to this man, whoever says, if you believe what you say will come to pass. So the question to that, what have you been saying? What have you been saying? Too many Christians create negativity into their lives by their words. How are you doing, Charlie? Things are hard. So be it. Charlie, Ghana be tough. So be it. Ministry is difficult. It will happen just like that for you. Yariebe kumio. It will happen just like that for you. Because you don't know how to apply the mountain moving anointing. It is the speaking anointing. Simple. Listen. Notice, it is not praying or it's not asking. It is speaking. This one is different from, if you go to verse 24, he will talk about asking. All right, and asking is what most of us, 90% of the believer has mastered in. So all our prayer meetings are based on level 2 instead of level 1. I see you moving to level 1 from today. I see you having an upgrade in your Christian life. It's not everything that we pray about. There are some things we speak to them. Please, if you catch this, your life will be a sign and a wonder. If you catch this, simple anointing that moves mountains. Even some unbelievers use it and it works for them. Because God created us with innate power to create our world. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Whoever says, because and does not doubt, but believes those things he says will be done, and you will have whatever he says. You know, he's trying to emphasize a point. Say it. My friend, open your mouth and say it.
Thank you for listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo. We believe you've been blessed. For more life-changing messages, please make a date with us on Spirit FM every Monday to Friday from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon. We invite you to worship with us at Graceful Chapel Ahojo, some meters from Lametta Hotel and directly behind Charisette Hotel. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 a.m. and our midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 0552-5050. Email us at admin@gracefuls.org or visit our website www.gracefuls.org. You can join the Reverend Simon Ampofo page on Facebook. You can also follow Gracefuls Chapel on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you would like to support this broadcast, you're welcome to do so. Please call us on 0552-505083 or you can send your monetary support directly to 0244-263-882. God bless you as you do so. It's your season of grace.